Something's happening right now. In your kingdom. In your kingdom. Yes, sir. In your kingdom. I feel it, come on. Now if you know that the kingdom stands still and nothing can stop you, nothing can keep you down, and you reign because he reigns, I want you to open up your mouth in this room. Make some noise, Logic Church Mainland. Give God a shout of praise. But where you are shouting, you're not looking like you're expecting a miracle. I came to talk to two or three people who came here with an expectation, knowing that God is about to exceed all that you can ask, think, or imagine. That's the power of the Holy Ghost right over there. I said, I came to talk to two or three people who came here believing that God can do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think or imagine, according to the power that now works in you. Anybody know I've got life-giving power inside? I've got the power of the Holy Ghost inside, and God is not just by my side, he lives inside of me. And wherever I go to, God goes to. Wherever I show up, God shows up. I dare you this morning, if you know that you've got the word and you're about to leave this room with a testimony, throw up your hands, make some noise, jump around, drag a neighbor, tell them I came here for serious business. This is my service. This is the moment I've been waiting for. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can steal my joy. Nothing can steal my peace. Nothing can make me cry. Nothing can make me sorrow. I've got a word, baby. In the middle of the storm, I'll still be shouting. In the middle of the storm, I'll still be jumping. I know how to hear bad news and keep a good attitude. I know how to go through fire, keep on licking and keep on ticking. I know how to be in the storm and still have my shout and my dance. Anybody knows that when you walk through the fire, he's going to walk with you. When you go through the storm, he's going to go with you. I dare you one more time, open up your mouth, Logic Church Mainland, scream! Hear me, slap your neighbor, tell them I got a word. You don't sound convincing. See, I've got a word. Tell the other person things about a change for me. You don't sound convincing. Tell the other person by this time tomorrow. Say, look, don't be looking at me less. By this time tomorrow. You don't sound convincing. I said by this time tomorrow, things are about to shift. Money's about to show up in that account. Things are about to get cheaper for me. I'm doing little and I'm seeing much. Who am I talking to? That's it. Raise it. But by this time tomorrow, I'm walking into increase. I'm walking into surplus. They're calling me for the job. They're calling me for the interview. They're saying, come take the contract. By this time tomorrow, come on, help me slap your neighbor. Tell them, I'm going on a new level because I got a word. The word is my elevation. The word is my lifting. The word is my hiding place. The word is my rescue system. The word is my everything. Come on, scream, I got a word. Can you shout? Can you shout? Can you tell every wall of Jericho standing right in front of you? I showed up before you with a word. Look at me, I didn't come with ammunition. I didn't come with an ammo tank, but I came with a shout. I came with a word. And when I shout, tell the trouble, when I shout, you better get ready to fall. I said, when I shout, you better get ready to skip. Because when I scream, every Red Sea is going to part, and I'm going to walk on dry ground. Anybody ready to walk on dry ground? Can you make some noise and watch the Red Sea divide? Give God glory. Come on, shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Father, we thank you. That's my church. That's my church. Raise that thing up. Raise it up. Raise it up. Let the devil know that you know that you know that you came here knowing that you got victory already. You're not coming to seek for help. You're the one who is giving help. I'm not looking for destiny helpers. I am the help of the Lord. I'm the one dispensing help. Did you hear what I'm saying? And if you don't doubt your word, one more time, I dare you to shout. Lose your mind, lose your home training for 1 minute. Come on, come on, come on, come on. We're about to leave this place shaking and jumping and shouting. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Glory to God. Put your hands together, give God praise, and find your seat real quickly. You don't sound convinced. Clap loud. Add some shout to it. Thank you, Ellison. Thank you. Hallelujah. I said the Red Sea is about to divide. Did you hear what I said? I said the Red Sea is about to divide. Push this one up, make it look like the other one. But don't touch this mic. I might just come back to it in a bit. Adavelo poronas. Come on, shout glory. When we say shout at the word, when we say rejoice, it's not because we want to hype you up or gas you up. It's not because we don't have something else to say. It's not a filler in the gap. No, it's the reality of the saints. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying when you hear this word, when God sends you a word like that, rejoice, jump, shout. You see, if you got on a lot and you don't rejoice, you tell the person who sends it that you don't value it. You hear what I'm saying? You got on a lot and you didn't rejoice. You are telling the person who sent it. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Anybody got an alert this morning? They told you it's about to get better. Come on, they told you just wait for 5 minutes. Did you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the posture. And listen to me, you don't have to be in church to get this posture. Even in your parlor. Yeah. You need to see me in my room. When the word starts coming like this, you'll be in the other room, you'll hear it. Why? See, the man who gets the word first is a madman. I'm preaching already. The man who gets the word first is a madman. His neighbors think he's crazy until they see the testimony he's shouting about. So you must be okay to be mad for 5 minutes. Are you hearing? So they can catch up after 20 minutes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah, just be mad a little bit, right? Can you be mad for 2 seconds, please? See, the way that brother is jumping, that's how you get mad. That's it, that's how. That's how you know a testimony just showed up. Yeah. Because, hey, listen. You see, that's what I'm saying. The way I'm begging you, that's how they should be begging you to stop. They say stop, you say ah. They say stop, you say ah. If you know why I'm shouting, are you listening to what I'm saying? If you don't understand my testimony, you can't understand my shout. Yeah. You can't understand my shout. And I don't need anything physical. Because when I'm shouting, things haven't changed yet. So the people out there are wondering, why are you shouting? Should yet be? And you get like, kilo warrior. Are you worried? Say, kilo warrior moi. You don't look at it and say, I could lay more anything. Oh. Glory to God. Are you hearing? I could lay more anything. Because God just shifted something. Yes. See, the man in the spirit sees before the man in the physical. Yes. Moses saw the Red Sea divide before the Israelites saw it. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah.
He got the witness first before they got it. And that's what I'm saying. You don't have to wait for physical signs. The moment God gives you a word, the miracle is done.
Yeah, that's so powerful.
The moment God gives you a word, the miracle is done. Mm-mm. You don't have to see it physically yet. The word, it says, the word that I have sent, it will accomplish what I have sent it to do. So if God gives you a word and you are contemplating, you don't trust the one who sent it. Because the word is potent, premise on the character of the sender. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I'm not waiting for physical signs and symptoms. No, no, no. I have someone who sent a word. But he sent his word. See, God is so big on words, he called himself the word.
Yeah, yeah.
What a word. Glory to God. He's so big on words, he called himself the word. The word now became flesh and dwelt amongst us so that the word can hear us. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Yeah. God is so big on the word, he called himself the word. So when he said he sent his word, he sent himself. So you are one with your words. So where I cannot go to, I can send my word. That's what he did when he sent Jesus. It was words he sent. The word came here and changed into a baby. I'm saying you can send words and it's become a car. You did hear. You can send words, it will become money in your account. You can send words to become a job. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In other words, words are convertible resources. Hey, Adip. Don't say what I told that. See, you can send the word and it will metamorphose. It will transmogrify. So that you can catalambano. She bought him and Sora, how they say it. Glory to God. I spoke in other tongues. In other tongues, glory to God. The word is a convertible resource. So God sent his word, he became light. See, light shined in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. But the Bible said he is the word. And then he now says the entrance of the word bringeth light. So how to turn on light? To speak the word. Are you seeing what I'm saying now? The way to turn on light is to speak the word. So every time you speak the word, you turn on light and darkness disappears. So there is darkness in your situation, darkness in your finances, darkness in your house, in your home. The way to get darkness to shift is not by owning a tupa. It's by speaking words, because your words bring light. You don't have to be in PhD here. Just speak the word. I say my words bring light. That's it. Say it again. Say, my words bring light. Say it again. Say, my words bring light. Yeah. You speak the word and you will see possibilities will show up. Glory to God. So all of this whole part one, part two is so that you can come to the place where you are one with the word. You know the word. You can have, because every time life hits you, your first response should be the word. Some of you like looking for somebody to help you. One day my number is not going to go through. Sorry, are you hearing what I'm saying? We tried this busy on DND. Do not disturb. Glory to God. It's only God who never sleeps nor slumber. I sleep, baby. Glory to God. So that I can preach good. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, even though we don't rest in this ministry. But what I'm saying is, you must understand this. One day your pastor's line will not go through. That's happened before. God has helped you. And you must learn that when these things happen, when these situations come around, I must be able to use God's word for my own self. You see, God showed up in the place and he was said to be null and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. God didn't have anybody to talk to. You see what I'm saying? God couldn't call anybody. God had to call God. And that's where most of you are getting to a place where we are, see, God, I use God beg you. It's getting bad because you have refused to use the word for yourself. You are now at a very precarious situation. You go, these are perilous times, amen. Now you are begging God. Say, God, I use God, beg you. No, no, no. You are a son. You don't beg. You don't beg. You use the word the way your father used it. What I see my father do, I do. So what you see in scripture is the template of your father so you can reproduce our sons. Should I say that again? What you see in scripture is the template of your father so that you can reproduce our songs. One more time. What you see in scripture is the template of your father so that you can reproduce our songs. I'll say it again. What you see in scripture is the template of your father so that you can reproduce our songs. So what I see my father do, I do. So I saw my father speaking words in the midst of darkness, know nothing, and then things became. Because God didn't have anything to create from. He called things that be not as though they were. So I can call the car as though it is. I can call the babies as though they. You see what I'm saying? So you look at your life, what do you want to see? Don't speak what you see, speak what you want to see. That's the problem with the church people. You are broke. You are talking about, you're already broke. Why are you talking about it? Say, I'm broke. Oh. This life is hard. Oh. It's really, really hard. Oh. You're playing. You're going to learn. It's very hard. Oh. See, your confession reinforces your reality. Your confession reinforces your reality. You want to see different. Stop talking the same thing. Change what you're saying. You see what I'm saying? And this is not power of positive thinking. It's not aspire to perspire to quiet to recover the container. Don't. That's not what we're teaching here. You can go and learn that in Lagos Business School. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The church is where you are taught to speak words backed up by the Spirit. It is the backing of the Spirit that makes the productivity of the word. It's not how many times you say it. It is the backing of the Spirit that makes the productivity of the word. I'll say it again. It is the backing of the Spirit that makes the productivity of the word. It's not how many times you say it. And you must move from just hearing the word or receiving the word to doing the word. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The word that has to produce result must be acted upon. Say it differently. The word that will produce results must be acted upon. So God doesn't give you words so that you are excited about them. He gives you words so that you can act on them. Are you following what I'm saying? God doesn't give you words so that you can be excited about them. That's not where it ends. God gives you words so that you can act on them. It's in action that you now see results. You see what I'm saying? So your action on God's word is the bridge between the manifestation of what he said. So, and it came to pass, someone did something in between. Do you follow what I'm saying? So you've been asking yourself, I got a word 5 years ago, 2 years ago, why hasn't it come through? You didn't act on the word. Because the word has instructions. Do you follow what I'm saying? Look at James. In my scripture in James. Are you getting blessed this morning? Come on, scream to your neighbor. Tell them I've got a word. You don't sound convincing. Say, I've got a word. Thank you, Jesus. James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. I need to run. Look at this. It says, but be ye doers of the word. Do you see? Be ye doers. Not just hearers only. Doers of the word. And not hearers only. Deceiving your own selves. You see, it's not me you deceive. Come on, say I'm deceiving myself. I say it now. Say I'm deceiving. It's not me you are deceiving now. He says when you don't do the word, you are deceiving yourself. You see, some of you think that when I preach to you, I use a different charm to have miracles. That thing that I said, I will now go back home and do it. You too, you do your own. All of us now come with testimony. One day I will take mic and I will now say, I have a testimony. You get what I'm saying? Because you don't see pastors share testimony, so you think they live in heaven. No, the price of a dollar affects pastor too. And we also have to fit it through. How? By the word. And that's what I'm saying to you. Whenever things happen, your first response is the word. Guess what happened? They came to Jesus. Satan showed up at him and said, look at this, turn this on. So he said, it is written. The word spoke the word. Hey, yeah. The word spoke the word. So if the word spoke the word, who are you? 3 times, it is written. It is written. Because even the devil knows the scriptures more than you. You see what I'm saying? Because the devil was quoting Bible to Jesus. But he was quoting it lopsided. He was missing some lines. So you need to know the scriptures for yourself, not to be deceived.
You hear what I'm saying?
Good. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Next verse. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass in the mirror. Next verse. For he beholdeth himself and goeth, he beholdeth himself. How long can you wait? And goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So how you forget is by not doing. You don't commit the word to memory by memorizing it. You do it to remember it. Hi, are you hearing what I'm saying now? You don't remember the word by reciting it. You remember the word by doing it. So action commits to memory. Action on the word commits the word to memory. Does that follow? Action on the word commits the word to memory. So it's not reciting. You can recite scripture and not have the result of scripture. It is action on the word that produces the result of scripture. So you must act. You know, I may not have time to read it, but what I'm talking about is just put up the scripture. Jesus went to a wedding at Cana. You know the story. And then the wine finished. You know, those guys don't have sense. If I was those guys, I'd hold Jesus. Say, our food has finished too. And just more chops, you know. Lamb chops, because you are the lamb. Lamb chops supposed to provide lamb for us. Lamb supposed to provide lamb chops. At least let's have something to hold on to. You only turn water to wine. That's all. And they left him. No, our food has finished. Everything. What's it all? Even cake. Collect cake. You just turn one person there to cake. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. Are you getting blessed? Yeah. So Jesus showed up at that wedding, and then wine ran out. There was no wine. And the mother of Jesus went to him. You know, Jesus never called his mother. He called him, called a woman. There was no feeborn God. So he went to, she went to him and says, these people did not have wine, it was finished. And Jesus looked at her and said, woman, don't disturb me. My time, I have not come. It have not reached. Don't leave me. You see, but even though his time have not reached, his nature have reached. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It was contrary to his nature not to provide. It may not be the time, but his nature is wired to supply. So the woman who knew him from house said, I don't they cook one day, meat, no, they meet up here. I know my picking. Let me carry on for my belly for 9 months. You get what I'm saying? I know this boy. Whatever he says to you, are you following what I'm saying? Put up the scripture. Whatever he says to you, do it. Whatever he says to you, do it. You see, revelation is not given for analysis, it's given for compliance. Whatever he says to you, do it. Don't question it, don't argue it, don't try to explain it, because when God speaks many times, it doesn't make sense. Are you following what I'm saying now? Yeah, whatever he says, the miracle is in the instruction. Are you following me so far? The miracle is in the instruction. Whatever he says to you, do it. And Jesus told them to bring, what's it called? You know, jars. They had jars were filled with water, not wine. And look, Jesus didn't say, now in the name of Jesus. He didn't say in the name of Jesus, this water be turned to wine. Are you following what I'm saying? What did he say? He says, go and serve them. You have not tested it. Did not say go and serve them. Say you don't have. Say I have trust issues. Oh, I first test them. See, sometimes you test it, you spoil the miracle. You don't try to. What's smelling? You don't try to experiment what God is saying. If he said it, it's done. So he says, go and serve it. Notice, it was still water until they started serving. It changed while they were serving. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So if they stayed with it and did not serve, it will still be water. Because many times the miracle happens in the process. You are waiting for the job to now cake, to now arrive. He says, starts going. Send the CV. So I don't have 5 years experience. No. Send the CV. That's somebody's word. That's somebody's word. I said, that's somebody's word. Yeah. You don't have the CV. You don't have 5 years experience. No. Listen to me. It's a miracle when it has to go above and beyond your expectation. It's a miracle when it doesn't go the way you designed it for you to go. Are you seeing what I'm saying? It's a miracle when you needed 5 years experience, you only had 1 year experience. And that's enough to get the job done. You know, I keep saying this testimony many times. My sister went to go and look for a job somewhere. And when she got there, the woman looked at her and said, your CV is very good, though. But the job, we need like 3 years experience. She said, okay, thank you, ma. So she left, carried her kaya, and she left the office. She don't reach one place, she said, come back. She turned back, went to the woman. So sorry, ma. Now, 1 day, 9% they get experience. My experience will start here. The 3 years, I'll get a year. Say, start working tomorrow. I saying, wow, that's it now. Some of you want to do shakalaba, father do it. Amen. No, it doesn't work like that sometimes. No. It doesn't work like that sometimes. Because you have to be stupid for 5 minutes. You see what I'm saying now? Just go there. Tell the man, I want to work here. Okay, sir. Go on Monday. I know what I'm saying. Some of you don't believe this as I'm saying. But that's how you get a miracle. Because when you leap on the word, things start changing before you get there. Some of you are waiting for results first. No. It's happening already. Things are turning in your favor. Oh, that's somebody's word. I said things are turning in your favor. That's somebody's word. Things are turning in your favor. The way you are shouting, I don't think you expect, and things are turning in your favor. I'm serious. Things are turning in your favor. Kobarata. I said things have turned in your favor. You show up tomorrow and you will see results that you never expected. I said things are turning in your favor. I said things are turning in your favor. I feel it. Things are turning in your favor. Lines are falling for you now in prison places. The testimony is going to be loud. You're coming back this week with mind-blowing testimonies. I hear wonders without numbers. Oh, glory to God. Wonders without numbers. Your name is going to be on it. I said wonders without numbers. If that's your word, throw up your hands and shout, thank you, Jesus. Sit. We're just talking. Sit. Hallelujah. Just keep it high like this. Glory to God. Glory to God. So when God gives you a word, sometimes it doesn't make sense. It makes faith. You hear what I'm saying? The word many times doesn't make sense. It makes faith. Do you hear me? It makes faith. Sometimes it's not logical, but hey, we are logic. Yeah. It doesn't add up with the natural arithmetic and all those things, but no. I'm going to act on the word regardless. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes it's contrary to popular opinion. God will ask you to do something that is not trendy. You like trend. No, sometimes jump off the trend. Jump on the word.
Hi.
Did you hear what I said? Sometimes jump off the trend and jump on the word. Jump off the trend and jump on the word. Are you following what I'm saying? Glory to God. Many times it appears foolish. And some other times it hasn't been done before. And these are your limitations. These are your fears. But God, nobody has done it before. In my family, nobody has. God wants to start something with you that nobody has done before. Did you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying you're about to become the reference point for how it's done. You people did not come to church today. See, listen to me. You don't understand what I'm saying. Nobody has done it before in your family. Nobody has graduated before. Nobody ever rode a car before. Nobody has traveled out before. Nobody. There's the anointing for the first. See, I may not shout like that today, but when I speak the word, it has a force. Yeah. Nobody has done it before. Keep looking at me. I'm coming to you. It's for your neighbor. I said, nobody has done it before. I know what I'm saying. Nobody has achieved it before. Nobody has gone there before. But if God be God and His word is true, from this service, testimonies will come from your life that will make you a reference point for greatness. They will look at you and say, if God can do it for Amaka, He can do it for me. If God can do it for Esther, He can do it for me. If God can do it for Adesua, He can do it for me. If God can do it for Lois, He can do it for me. If God can do it for Doi, He can do it for me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because if He did it before, listen, sit. Listen to me. You don't limit God by all you know. Some of you, all you know is your problem. God is bigger than all you know. You see, the Bible says that if all the miracles that Jesus did were written in scriptures, the Bible would not be big enough to contain them. I'm saying there are things that you don't know that God can do that He has done. He's not about to do an experiment with your life. He's about to repeat it with your life. He wants to do it in a time when people have not seen it before, so they can be said that He did it at all. At some point. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's the power of the word. You know, you used to see people die of cancer. No, people can't survive cancer. Once cancer, somebody survived it one time. People started having faith that they can survive it. That's what I'm saying. This thing, they kill everybody. When you reach me, the thing will die. You hear what I'm saying? I'm not shouting. I don't have to shout. Vlad, don't believe me. You are deceiving yourself. You see what I'm saying now? You are deceiving yourself. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Stop analyzing the word. Analysis leads to paralysis. You all day one place, the thing come. Overthinking. That one is for you. Take it. Analysis leads to paralysis. You just think, should I not? Should I? God, will it happen? No, get out of there. Get on the word. Should I go for the contract? That's how you are there. Somebody already applied. You know, when the nurse say, we'll just give it to somebody. You were overthinking the miracle. Step out, my friend. Release the song now. You have been writing the book for 5 years. Release it. Release the book. Sorry, is it your word? Hold it. Sorry, I didn't mean to shout. Sorry. It's 5 years. You've been writing the book now. Even if it's table of contents, it's 5. You have finished. You have finished in 5 years. One content, 1 year. In 5 years, you should have finished. Sorry, you. You're recording 3 albums. Only you. What are you doing? Release one track first. Or I do EP. Elongated playlist. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. You are too slow for God's plan. That one enter me, say. You enter your raw. Oh, Ali. You are too slow for God. See, there are times to wait on God. There are times to run on the word. Some of you are too slow for what God wants to do. Just there, you're marking time. No. On your mask, get set. Don't be getting set. Go now, go. Don't worry. Go. If I feel, I feel. You know, I don't go past like that. You know, pass like that. If I feel, I feel. I know me first feel. Are you getting one? If I feel, I feel now. You go try next year. Until you get it. You see, people who give testimony in church, they don't tell you how many times they tried. Yeah. Say, my brother just called me. Say, I apply for the job. I just apply. Don't happen. Praise Master Jesus. Shut up. See, The truth of the testimony helps our faith and helps us see process, because God is the God of process. There are times when things happen like this. There are other times when it takes time. I'm saying there are things that you have to start acting on now. If you start late, you are elongating the process. You are too slow for God. Too slow. Get on the word, fail in the process. Pick yourself up, try again. This is not motivational speaking. It's grace. I'm teaching like this. Because why you are not going, it works. You want to do everything to make sure it's in line. It's grace that is saying, go, I have done the work. You see, it's still grace message that I'm preaching now. You think it's 10 steps to make it in life? Why have they not made it? Somebody is selling 10 steps to become a millionaire. He's wearing slippers. I am those shoes. You should know it's not in that thing now. Glory to God. You know, Jesus sent his disciples to start going one time. And the next time they looked, they saw him on water walking. One of them is a very loud guy. Everybody was afraid. He now said, sir, who is that? The guy said, it's I. Say, Lord, if it is you, tell me to come. Put up my scripture in Matthew. Are you following what I'm saying? Put up my scripture. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. Next verse. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on water. No, Peter walked on water, not swimming pool. It's a sea. A boisterous sea. And Peter left it and walked. You think it's easy? You have swimming pool in your house, just even water in bowl, put your leg. Peter, listen to me. Peter did not walk on water, he walked on the word. Peter didn't walk on water. The moment the Lord said, come, the ground solidified. So it was the word that he walked on. I said, come is enough. The same way I'm saying, go is enough. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Come is enough. Go is enough. Get that house. Say, but we need to get furnishing, get TV. They will take the house from you. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Do you know how many people in the boat were talking? What will people say? People are already saying, I might as well just act. Bartholomew was there. Say, Peter, Alpha. Peter, you sure for me, die, because he died. See what I'm saying? You know, doubting Thomas. Peter, you don't die today. You want to walk on water. But he stepped out. And in the record of history, there are only two men that walked on water. Jesus and Peter. Even though he walked in fear. Walk in fear. I'm scared. Get out of fear. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but of spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba. You're loving the service, Abby. If this is not your church, stay planted. Where are my members? Can you shout, please? yes. Church need a sweet pass like this. Need a sweet pass like this. Now you they go where they flog you. They set your back. Set your back. He said, set your back. They should refund your school fees. How can they flog Jesus and flog you too? He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. You didn't read that part in the Bible? The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes. Not by your stripes, but glory to God. Hallelujah. Koboko night. Glory.
Hallelujah.
You know what excuses are? Excuses are what? The tools of monuments of nothingness. Those that use them are not wise and they can never make it in life. That excuses. And what I'm telling you now is, you see, unbelief, listen to me, write this down. Unbelief has a million reasons why the world will not work. Unbelief has a million reasons why the world will not work. Unbelief has a million reasons why the world will not work. Faith has just one reason why the world will work. And what is that reason? God said it. That's enough. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you learning something? The devil's greatest fear is that you will act on the word. The devil's greatest fear is that you will act on the word. It's not that you will pray in tongues. He's not scared. It's not that you will go to church. He's not scared. Even if he's afraid that you go to church, it's so that you will not hear the word. And even if you hear the word, he's scared that you will act on it. Because everything changes when you act on the word. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Everything changes when you act on the word. Glory to God. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Give me Genesis 26, 1 to 5. Let me start closing a bit. Genesis 26, 1 to 5. Look at this. Now there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Next verse. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt." Are you following the scenario? Now, he's saying there was a famine in the land. It was the same kind of famine that was in the land when Abraham, his father, was alive. Follow carefully. So what happened was that Abraham had a famine in his time, and Abraham went to Egypt. He jackpot. You know, there's jackpot, there's jackpot there. Glory to God. So Abraham went to Egypt when there was famine to go and get food. Glory to God. Now, there was now another famine, and Isaac thought that the pattern is when there is famine, you jackpot. So God now says to him, don't go like your father did. Because every man's template is not the same. If you went when God did not say go, you will suffer in the place that you thought you would prosper. Because you can be in UK and not be okay. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, it is not... See, we are going for green pasture. No, the Bible says he leads me. It's your shepherd that knows where green pasture is. The sheep does not know where green pasture is. It's the shepherd that leads you where green pasture is. Are you following what I'm saying? So if you don't have a word from the shepherd, best believe you are going to burnt pastures. You won't find anything there. So I'm not just taking off out of Nigeria because everybody's taking off. That's not my template. What did God say? Everybody wants to do tech. They will take you out. Listen to me. Just because some bunch of young people are making money from tech doesn't mean that's the field for everybody. You have no business learning code. Get out from there. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You have no business there. Some of you should just focus on your fashion business and just be there. Some of you just go and be doing that your makeup you are doing. Or that your nail technician job. Focus there. Wait. Dude, imagine Tara Durotoye of House of Tara. Cody. Web developer. Web DevOps. He's doing back end and front end. That you are the back side of the desert. No. There's a template that God has designed for every man. So when God speaks to you, see, when God wants to bless you many times, it's with that thing that you've neglected. Stay there. You need to hear the word. Stay there. Just keep doing it. Some people, somebody's like this. Ah, that's your word. Glory to God. I saw you. That's your word. Stay there. You see, this is not the service where I will lay hands on your head. I'm taking things out of your head now. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Leave that thing that you're trying to do. Leave it. You see, when you start dissipating energy like that, you can never be productive. That's why the one you are doing has not worked. Because you are so inclined, you want to learn tech. You want to learn photography. You want to learn shoemaker. You want to learn mini importation. No, it will not work like that. All of those energy in 10 different directions should have been put in one place. Peace where they scatter for ground, then they dig hole. How do they say it in English? The urine that is not concentrated in one spot cannot make impact. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, look at the scripture. Go back. Wow, this is a blessing you get before. Do not go to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. So green pastures is what the Lord tells you. It's the word that makes the ground prosper, not your hustle. It's the word that makes the ground prosper, not your hustle. People are buying houses in this Nigeria you're running from. I'm not saying don't travel out. I'm just saying, if you thought prosperity was in jackpotting, you will go and jackpot that. Do you know people are begging in the US too? They went and give you tax for Britain. You go team. Next verse, please. You see, look at this. It says, dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. So people are going to be in this land and they'll be suffering, but for this one man that God said stay, he will prosper. It's the same thing with Goshen and Egypt. There was darkness in all of Egypt, but in Goshen there was light. How? God gave a word. God gave a word. Next verse. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of the heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Next verse. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my church, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Now jump to, glory to God, jump to chapter 26, 12 to 17. But I give you this in the Message translation though. Chapter 26, 12 to 17. MSG from last week. You should have that already now. 12 to 17. Don't dull me. Now look at this. Now, after Isaac got the word, look at what he did next. Isaac planted crops in that land and took in a huge harvest. No, did I hear you say huge harvest? There was famine in the land. So the land by nature should not produce. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? At that time, that ground was supposed to produce. But why? When the word went forth, the ground will yield. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't leave the business because it doesn't bloom. The bloom is in you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can go into a company that other people are leaving and it will prosper because you entered there. I am the carrier of the blessing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The place will prosper because I'm there. I show up in your life. You will prosper. You don't need prayer points. No, if I step out, that's the confidence the believer should have. I'm the carrier of the blessing. Everywhere I step into, I bring the blessing. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Yeah. It's like it's only putting in the front. I say you will carry blessing. Come on, say I carry the blessing. Because what you're going to find is Isaac is planting here. The Philistines are planting here. Same land, but my spot is growing. Your spot is not growing. Why? There's a word there. You know why I told you the word is a convertible resource? The word will become manure in that ground. The same dollar that is affecting everybody's business, your own, it will prosper it. Don't hear the way they shout, they pay me. Put back my scripture, I'm closing. And took in a huge harvest. God blessed him. The man got richer and richer by the day until he was very. See, even three that go take, I don't make one remorse. I'm telling you.
I said, the man got richer.
He cannot make you.
The man got richer. Walk on my mic. Push the thing up. Where is that guy? The man got richer and richer. Hey, God. Until he was very wealthy. He accumulated flocks and herds and many, many servants. So much so that the Philistines began to, they will begin to envy you. For what God is about to do in your life, they will begin to envy you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The envy is a sign that God is good to you. The envy is a sign that God is working on your life. The envy is a life that the world is not producing results. Who am I talking to? I said the envy is a sign that good things are not coming after you. For surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you dwell in the land of the living. I said surely, you come into surplus by the word. I said surely, you prosper by the word. I said surely, you come into riches by the word. I said surely, more businesses by the word. I said surely, more appointments by the word. I hear appointment. Some of you are coming into political offices by appointment. No election by appointment. Who am I talking to? The days of struggling are over. You begin to prosper by the word. You come into riches by the word. You come into prosperity by the word. This is your time. This is your day. This is your season. This is your moment. This is your word. Every word of God begins to produce. You got the word 5 years ago. I'm saying by this time tomorrow, things will begin to fall in line for you. I said by this time tomorrow, you begin to see results on every side. You begin to see increase on every side. You begin to see surplus on every side. What looked to be small will become greater. Your days of little beginning are becoming surplus. Your days of little beginning are bringing forth much fruit. Who am I talking to? Yes, indeed. It won't be long now. Things are going to happen so fast. One thing first on the heels of the other. Your head will swim. You won't be able to keep up. Everywhere you look, I said everywhere you look, blessings, your job blessing, your house blessing, your car blessing, your kids blessings, everything that concerns you blessing, everything happening all at once, yeah, blessing, blessing, blessing. That's your welcome and throw your hands and shout thank you. Sit, we're just talking. Put back my scripture. They envied him. I'm racing to a close. They envied him. They're going to envy you guys. They got back at him, throwing dirt and debris into all the wells that his father's servants had dug back in the days of his father. Abraham clogging all the wells. But this guy, if you read through the scripture, he said he kept on digging more wells. He dug onto the place. He now found one place called Rehoboth. And he shouted, God has given me space. I said, God has given you space. Somebody, the new office space is here. I said, the new office space is here. Who am I talking to? You've been looking for a space for that business now. God has given you space, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. You wouldn't have to struggle for this one. You wouldn't have to labor for this one. For the Lord your God will bring it to you. They'll ask you, how did you find the place? How did you find the job? How did you find the car? How did you find that husband? How did you find that? The Lord your God bring it to you. Sit. Glory to God. Glory to God. I feel like you should shout glory at this point. Hey. I feel it. Something is coming. Something is coming. I can hear your shout. Something is coming. Somebody holler. The testimony is here right now. I said the testimony is here right testimony is here now. Increase upon increase. I said increase upon increase. Give me my scripture in Psalms 37 verse 19, TPT. Psalms 37 verse 19, TPT. God punished the devil. Psalms 37 verse 19. Concerning your life, God gave me a word. He said, even in a time of disaster, he will watch over you, and you will always have more than enough. No matter what I say, couple, somebody shout, no matter what happens. I said, no matter what happens. What I'm saying is, even in time of drought, I will have plenty. The diesel is high, I will have plenty. The dollar is high, I will have plenty. The pound is high, I will have plenty. Men are struggling, I will have plenty. For when men shall say, there's a casting down, oh, so you shall say, you will not think you will say, for the redeemed of the Lord shall say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord, are you the redeemed of the Lord? I dare you to open up your mouth and decree and declare, I have more than enough. I have more than enough. I walk in surplus, in disaster. I walk in surplus, in few. I have plenty. Help me preach to your neighbor, tell them it's plenty. You don't sound convincing, say it's plenty. Hey, say don't play, don't play, don't play, don't play, don't play, don't play, or else you're gonna learn. It's plenty. Plenty money, plenty house, plenty jobs, plenty lands, plenty appointments, plenty businesses. It's plenty. Come on, take 1 minute, prophesy, speak in other tongues, decree and declare, it's plenty. I walk into plenty. I walk into prosperity. Prosperity flows to me like a river. I'm no more in lack. I'm not disadvantaged. I've got everything I need in Christ. It's plenty. Somebody holler, it's plenty. I've got more than enough. Come and pray. So to come a horse. I feel the anointing right now. For my God is able to supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, not according to your bank account. According to his riches and glory, the riches are in glory where no rust can touch it. Eso para take la porante. Yes, plenty. I can hear you. Decree and declare. I walk in prosperity. I walk in surplus. I walk in abundance. This is my year of the much more. It's the year of the hoop of the low. God is exceeding your expectation. God is doing more than you can ever ask, think, or imagine. Open up your mouth right now. Hold on. Give me my scripture in 2 Kings. Shabaratave. Tell your neighbor it's plenty. I don't like the sound of that thing. Say it's plenty. 2 Kings 7, 1 to 20. I'm closing. Say it's plenty. Come on, tell your neighbor, help me. I'm walking in prosperity. Say I'm walking in power. Say I'm walking in surplus. Come on, decree, all things are mine. I didn't hear you say all things are mine. Can you add a shout to that thing? Hey, I like it. Raise it, raise it, guys. Raise it, raise it, raise it. Then Elisha said, hey, hear the word of the Lord. This ayakaba, tomorrow. Hey, yeah. I said tomorrow. About this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. Next verse. Then the Lord on whose hand the king leaned, bring it down, answered the man of God and said, oh, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but shall not eat of it. Elisha showed up, there was famine. He said, by this time tomorrow, a cow will be sold for $1. The guy said, even if God opened windows in heaven, it cannot be possible. Elisha said, you will see it, but you will not eat it. I came with a word for you. By this time tomorrow, hey, who am I talking to? By this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, I said, by this time tomorrow, that prayer of 5 years receives answer. That fruitless wombs begin to carry the baby. You will hear a good news by this time tomorrow. The answer is now here, by this time tomorrow. Who am I talking to? By this time tomorrow. I said, by this time tomorrow, things are falling in place for you. Lies are falling in prison places. By this time tomorrow. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Run it through. Number 3. And there were 4 leprous men. At the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? So Elisha was in the city speaking. The 4 lepers were outside the city, hearing. Are you following what I'm saying? And they said to themselves, 4 of them, they were leprous men, they couldn't walk. They said to themselves, if we sit here, we'll die. Give me the next verse. If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine in the city and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore, come. And let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. Next verse. Hurry. And they rose up in the twilight. Mark that word, in the twilight. To go unto the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uppermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of Syrians to hear a noise of chariots. And a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel had hired against us kings of the Hittites. So what he's saying is, the 4 guys said, if we stay here, we'll die. If we go there, we'll die. Let's die forward. All die and I die. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, as they left the place, God amplified their steps. Lepers were walking, the kings were hearing chariots. I'm saying in this season, by tomorrow, little effort, great impact. God will amplify your work. God will amplify your input. These hands of yours are blessed. You will do small things. You will see great miracles. Who am I talking to? I said little effort, great impact. Little effort, great increase. By this time tomorrow, your 5,000 will become a million. By this time tomorrow, your 10 million will become tens of millions. By this time tomorrow, there's surplus on every side. By this time tomorrow, God will amplify your efforts. God will increase your sound. God will amplify your music. By this time tomorrow, I said, by this time tomorrow, everything you touch, blessed. Everywhere you go, blessed. Everywhere you enter, blessed. By this time tomorrow, blessings upon blessings. Next verse. Look at this. I close. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight. Go back to the previous verse. Go back to the previous verse. The 4 lepers arose to go to the camp in the twilight. Go down to verse 7. The Assyrians arose and fled in the twilight. God is saying, when you move, they will move. You're not waiting for them to move before you move. No, when they received the word and started moving, those guys started moving. I'm saying, don't wait anymore, baby. The testimony is waiting for your move. God has moved. God has given the word. You're the one who's wasting time. I dare you tomorrow morning, wake up from your bed, take up your stuff, walk into that office, and go take everything that is yours. Come on, because when you move, they moved. When you move, they moved. I'm saying the job is now yours. The baby is now yours. The company is now yours. The capital is now yours. All that you need for life and godliness, His hands has provided. Great is your faithfulness. Everything that you need, God has supplied. I I dare you, walk out tomorrow morning. Step out into that place. They are waiting for you to move. They are waiting for you to move. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Slap your neighbor, tell them, I'm going to move. No, you don't sound convinced and say, I'm going to move. The Assyrians were waiting for the lepers to move. Imagine that they stayed there contemplating. Should we go? Should we not go? When they entered there, there was surplus. Your surplus is waiting for you. No, you don't have to buy it to put in the warehouse. God said, I have provided it already. You are going to walk into it. Oh, give me the next verse. Give me the next verse. You don't understand what I'm saying. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent. One tent. And did eat and drink. And carried them silver and gold and raiment. And went and hid it. And came back again. And entered into another tent.
Yeah.
You are not shouting. Yeah. And carried theirs also. And went and hid it. Next one. Then they said one to another, we do not do well. God will bless you so much so you start giving out. Listen, you are not giving from your reserve. You are giving from your surplus. They went into one tent. And another tent. And another tent. I'm saying there's more tents for you. Listen, they did not bring the supply. The supply was there. You are going to walk into all you need. That business that has been hanging, all you need, you will walk into it. Listen to me. There's somebody here. You will walk into a place and they will say, I will be looking for someone like you. Tomorrow you will hear it. You will just step into a place and you will hear a conversation. And they will say, ah, you can do this thing too. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's the testimony about to hit your space tomorrow. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If you know that's your word, you want to open up your mouth, make a shout of praise and glory in the room. Rejoice like someone who's got the victory. I can hear you jump around, make some noise, give God praise. If you know that, you know that, you know that you've got many tents and there's a surplus for you already. Give God praise in this room. Hallelujah. With this few words of mine, I hope I've been able to convince you that there's surplus coming. I said there's surplus coming. You're walking into abundance with ease. I said you're walking into abundance with ease. This is your season of ease. I terminate struggle in your life. And I decree and declare the paths are falling for you in pleasant places. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. The rod and the staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table. I'm on the table, it says now. Thou preparest the table. I said the table is set now. It's time to eat. It's time to dine. It's time to wine. Anybody ready to come eat? Food is ready, baby. I said food is ready, baby. Don't come to cook, come to eat. Don't come to cook, come and take. All things are yours. He prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies, not in the secret place. They are going to see it outside. They will see my blessings. They will see my new car. They will see your new house. They will see your new wife. They will see your new husband. They will see your new baby. They will see your new job. If that's your testimony, open up your... Father, we thank you. We give you glory in this place. Thank you because this week testimony is about. Surplus abounds. We're not entering just one tent, two tents. We're entering tents. Tents. In those tents, we'll see gold and silver. You will see Bitcoin. You will see USDT. Come on, shout glory. Put your hands together. Give God praise. Find your seat real quickly. Hallelujah. you blessed this morning.